Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ben Squire. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 18, verse 35 to 19, verse 10. As Jesus drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when the man came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The man said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, for he was about to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received Jesus joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Who is up in the tree? Zacchaeus, of course. Why? Because he wanted to see Jesus and the crowds, and he was short, and the crowds wouldn't let him get closer because he was the chief tax collector. Who's up in the tree today? Who's curious about Jesus? Maybe closed out for some reason, or maybe thinks in terms of always getting the best seat and view, or someone who's not well respected by the religious crowd. Who is up in the tree today? The payday check cashing store owner? The adult video store owner? The politician known to take bribes? The person released after multiple arrests for domestic violence? Who is up in the tree today? And would Jesus have looked up at them and said what he said to Zacchaeus? "Come down quickly, because I must stay at your house today." Who is up in the tree today? The homeless person who camps in the woods in your neighborhood? The transgender high school student at your school? The immigrant who is undocumented and used to be a part of a gang in their home country? The corporate executive who knows their company's product is causing deaths? Who's up in the tree today? And when Jesus invites himself over to their place for dinner, would people grumble? He has gone to be the guest of a sinner? Would we grumble? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? For Jesus, there's great risk. There's great risk in him being shamed and vilified, or put it in today's terms, he would have been shamed and vilified online when the video emerges of Zacchaeus leaving dinner and going right back to extorting little old men out of their money. You see, Jesus didn't know if Zacchaeus was going to change his ways. I mean, he's Jesus, so he knew. But, right, we don't have any clue on whether Zacchaeus is really going to change his ways. In other words, the worst that could happen is that Jesus humbles himself, allows himself to spend time with a notorious creep, and the guy rejects Jesus and keeps on being a creep. But Jesus takes that risk, the risk that Zacchaeus will reject the gospel, the risk that people will grumble, the risk that people will say, "See, that's why you don't eat with the tax collector." Why does Jesus take the risk? because he knows Zacchaeus by name. He has compassion on this man who is closed out by the religious crowd. He desires Zacchaeus to have hope, to know forgiveness, healing for his shame, the power of the Spirit for transformation. Jesus takes the risk because he's on the way to Jerusalem to die for Zacchaeus and his sins. Every person Jesus passed by on the road was someone for whom he was going to die, whether they climbed a tree, grumbled, or followed him. That's the depth and power and possibility of love and the gospel, the good news of Jesus. So then, are you willing to take that risk? Are you willing to look up into the tree and invite Zacchaeus to dinner? The payday loan shark, the adult video store owner, the corrupt politician, the domestic violence offender out on pretrial release? Are you willing to follow the way of Jesus? Invite that person to have dinner at their place and face the other Christians grumbling about you. They've gone to be the guest of a sinner. They must not be a real Christian. They're condoning such terrible sin. Are you willing to take that risk? Like Jesus, who wanted Zacchaeus to know the love, grace, and forgiveness of God, the salvation found in himself. Are you willing to take that risk? An open door for all people to feel welcomed by the church, welcomed in so they can hear the healing word of Jesus, welcomed before they ever do anything, change anything, welcomed by grace, that gift of love. Are you willing to take that risk? Invite yourself to a meal with the homeless person, the transgender high school student, the undocumented former gang member immigrant, the greedy, liable corporate executive. And let's be clear. If we take that risk, it is because of the Holy Spirit working the way of Jesus in us. Because on our own, no way we'd do this. But if we're feeling like we don't dare take the risk, I get that. Yet, we want all people to know Jesus. And when you remember the times that Jesus has looked up in the tree and found you, then you realize you also are called to look up into the tree and to invite others into the grace and mercy of God. Let's go out today, forgiven in our sins, empowered by the Spirit, looking up into trees, inviting people to come down, be our friends, and hear the gospel. Let us pray. O Lord, stir up the hearts of your faithful people to welcome and joyfully receive your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that he may find in us a fit dwelling place, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.